is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Parents reduced to mournful wails, either from having their children returned or perhaps their child not being among the 28 released today in Nigeria after having been kidnapped by armed assailants from the Bethel Baptist High School. Over 120 were kidnapped on July the 5th. Church officials handed those children to their parents at the school in northern Nigeria on Sunday. 34 have been released or escaped. Nigerian Baptist Convention President Reverend Israel Akanji says over 80 others are still being held by gunmen.
Is practically the intervention of God. Because we have no power to turn the hearts of the people who took these children. And who only announced to us, which is just took place, we find them, we went and found them.
The gunman reportedly demanded about $1,200 for each student. Today is the day the U.S. House of Representatives began its hearings into the horrifying insurrection that took place on January 6th. Sagar Magani reports.
The House committee investigating January's Capitol riot has opened its first hearing with a focus on officers who were attacked.
I reported for duty at the Capitol as usual early on the morning of January 6th.
From there, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and three law enforcement colleagues described a day of horror, rioters breaching the building while beating officers.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched.
The officers are testifying before a panel with just two Republicans appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This